Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Review. An overview of the big items from the charts provided by Talkers Magazine. The issues are included in the top 10 this week. The obvious, the Russians, and what's going on in the State of the Union, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll get to those. I think most of our conversation probably, and appropriately so, will be focused on what's going on in Russia, the campaign of terror there, what people are saying about the brutal tactics, what governments are doing, that sort of thing. They have dominated all of our discussion, certainly on the DJV program this week. And so in light of that, the folks who are on the DJV program with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all contributing to our conversation and thoughts for your, listening and dancing pleasure, although there's not much here this week that's pleasurable to talk about. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the list of the top 10 stories, which I'm going to do quickly, and then we'll spend a good deal of our time, as I said, focused on those few things that are at the top of the list. Although at number 10, the Major League Baseball labor dispute pushing back the starting time. They're not even having, there's no spring training, right? Nothing going on.
No.
Anywhere. Yeah.
And now we're into the regular season starting to get chipped away at, and they said there won't be any makeup games, that the season will be shortened if they can come back at all.
All right, so there you go.
That sucks for season ticket holders, right? They're not even getting their full money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably get, I would imagine they'd have to give like a refund for the value of those games that are canceled, I would think.
Or they'll give them gifts like we were talking about for the employees.
Here's a hot dog. Sorry about your $1,000.
No, instead of a hot dog, I get a good sausage sandwich, Jennifer. That's much better. Number nine. Some of the big tech issues this week. Victoria, I know that we go through this at the end of the hour. There are the top five. Want to highlight some of the things, or maybe you and Jay together, because Jay's social media stuff, you do tech things. Give us maybe a 60-second overview of the things from technology that are affecting, number one, the Russian-Ukrainian situation.
Well, I think the big story this week with big tech, whether it's social media like Twitter, which is considered big tech, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Meta, they're all trying to put the squeeze on Russian misinformation. They're no longer allowing Russia to buy any ads because we know Russia is really great at meddling with the truth, and they like to buy ads on Facebook. They turn out to be pretty effective at reaching an audience, so they've been cut off from all of that, and the misinformation that's coming from Russia it's pure fiction. And Putin has now shut down, he's shut down social media sites. He's now cut off BBC. No one in Russia can see anything from BBC. He's cut off Radio Free Europe. He's cut off, anything that's American, anything that's coming from, you know, the Ukraine. I doubt anyone in Russia can see President Zelensky's Instagram or Twitter feeds. They're calling it the Iron Curtain might be dropping again. And so big tech has tried to jump in with everybody else with all the sanctions, and that's like their version of sanctions, essentially. So it's a mess,
Jay,
on all fronts.
In terms of social media, this may be the first big hot war that has seen a play through social media. The information that people are sort of counting on seems to be more prevalent from social media, or as Victoria just pointed out, the fact that there aren't the technology to be able to use social media isn't there. But are there some things that are happening now that have probably never happened before in terms of...
Well, there's definitely a big divide between opinion and fact that people still keep getting confused over. We've seen this with COVID, especially on Instagram and Facebook, where if somebody is sharing information, a lot of times there will be an additional link that the social media platforms are putting on people's posts and saying, have you read the article before you're sharing? Here is where you can get more information. And it just seems like it's happening more across the board. Now we're getting it with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it is difficult, especially because this goes kind of back to what we were talking about in schools. We're not teaching people to think for themselves. The critical thinking part of society is dwindling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have feedback to any of the things that we're talking about here, we'll get to some of the feedback from some of our listeners about 10, 12 minutes from now. So if you have feedback on some of the things that are going on, let us know. You go to the Twitter or Instagram at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, and we'll get to some of your comments in a few moments. The continuing focus on immigration reform, number 8, seems to be kind of lost at the moment. I think I commented earlier in the week about the lack of focus, how these people are just kind of like sifting in, sneaking in, just they don't even have to sneak in anymore.
Well, there was a story this week that the wall has been sawed through. It's steel, but it's been sawed through over 3,000 times in a year or something. I mean, you know, I don't know.
You take a torch to it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a proponent of walls working. They don't, but, you know, it's
well, we're pretty significant. We're pretty significantly
in Germany. I'm a proponent of borders. I like borders.
Borders are different from walls.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I think a lot of people have walls around their homes. I have a fence around mine, and that works. And regardless, I think it's kind of, I don't know, it was sort of laughable this week to listen to Biden talk about border security when he had over 2 million illegal crossings last year alone, and those are just the ones that we know about. There's clearly not a serious effort to monitor what's happening at the border, and we're suffering. We've got fentanyl pouring in from China, just another way for them to poison us. We have people who are doing all sorts of things to young women, sexual and human trafficking into the country, and it's being sanctioned by the United States government when they won't do anything about it. And now they're even thinking about getting rid of Title 42, which they've been ignoring, so I guess you might as well get rid of it, where if single men are coming into this country, they're supposed to be turned back around and sent out, and unfortunately, they're not even doing that. They're just putting them under the cover of darkness on airplanes and buses and sending them into the middle of the country.
Well, and that's one of the things that isn't spoken about. We have a housing situation. There are not enough places. Part of the homeless discussion as well, there are not enough affordable places for people to live, so they're on the street. And one of the things that's pushing the new starts, and this is good for the economy in a sense, good and bad, there's good and bad on this, the business of trying to find homes, these people that are coming in and taking homes that are for legitimate Americans. There's something to be said for that. Long conversation, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I didn't want to touch on it. Race relations number 7, the conversation about who's going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. There are a lot of people who are taking apart Clarence Thomas's rulings. And because he's black, I mean, this is the dumbest. Just because he's black, they're comparing what he's done to what this lady, Ketanji, is that how you pronounce her name?
Ketanji
Brown-Jackson, yeah. Who seems to be someone that a lot of people like. So hopefully, if that's it, there won't be a lot of consternation and you get her on the Supreme Court. But the kind of just plain stupid stuff goes on with people. You know, okay, why would you think there'd be any, just because they're black, you know, that's it. You see the race thing, there's no more similarity between Clarence Thomas and this woman.
There was a lot of outrage because they're trying to draw similarities about their upbringing, and Ketanji Brown Jackson was brought up in what I think she self-describes, and I was just reading an article about this, so I'm just kind of giving you the gist. I don't know every detail, but she was born in kind of a middle-class area, and you know how many years ago, she's 50 years old, and so they're trying to say, well, that she and Clarence Thomas had the same upbringing. Clarence Thomas was
way older.
He's older, but he was also born in the Deep South, and he was born without a lot of rights, and his story is a very compelling one, but because people don't like where he is politically, they write him off, and they call him an Uncle
That's
Tom,
it.
And
yeah.
they call him all sorts of names, because apparently being black only matters if you're, you know, a
liberal.
Leftist. I don't, and it's unfortunate that we overlook his story, because his story is one that is really incredibly inspiring, especially for black men in
this
time.
All right, let me ask you this. You're close to Larry Elder. He was the fellow became nationally known. He's a nationally syndicated radio person. I worked with him back in the 90s at the KBC, but there is now a lot of focus on what he says about some of these things. I'd be interested. I'm sure he's not supportive of this woman, but what does he
say? Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, because
well, when you say that a lot of people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, she was actually the most controversial pick on Biden's list of six. So Biden had a list of six people. Four of them were serious contenders. He made the promise that they would be black women. And I think just by that very nature, by that metric of saying we're going to appoint a woman, a black woman, I think already it marginalizes the position that they walk into.
Who's the best person?
Not because you're checking boxes.
But you're saying Clarence Thomas is he's qualified, right? That's what people think.
I'm saying Clarence Thomas wasn't put. When George H.W. put him up, he didn't say, I'm going to choose a black man. He chose
Reagan
Clarence
campaigned
Thomas
on that, though. Reagan did. He absolutely did, and that's how that whole thing got started. And that's something that the right seems to conveniently forget. Reagan did the same thing that Biden did. He said, I'm going to put a black woman on. Reagan said, I'm going to put a black...
If both of them do it, that still doesn't make it right.
But what's wrong with trying to make the Supreme Court look more like America? There's nothing wrong with that.
Are these people the most qualified jurors?
But based on... That's your opinion. Yes, of course she's qualified.
Your opinion and everybody else's opinion, that's what we're hearing here.
Well, of course she's qualified.
No.
I think she can be qualified, and I think the list of people that he presented are people who are qualified. I mean, what makes the qualification of a Supreme Court justice? That's subjective. That is, there's not a right or wrong answer. So has she met the qualifications to become a Supreme Court justice? Yes, she's met the qualifications to become a Supreme Court justice. The point that I make is that when we get down this road of saying we have to choose this person, that person, we're doing more to divide ourselves than anything else.
Yep,
and I think if we want to uplift people, we say this is the most qualified person. That comes from my personal point of view. But
so if Biden never mentioned a black woman, and he just says, "Here's my nominee. It's Ketanji Brown Jackson." You don't think that everybody else on the right is going to go, "Oh, he only picked her because she's black"?
No, I don't think everybody else on the right. I think it's a broad brush because I don't think everybody thinks in the same way. But in any case, the controversial pick that he could have made was her because she's a more of an activist judge than the other people on the list. So messaging-wise, the reason I question this is because it's going to be harder to get her confirmed, and already people are saying those who aren't going to support her are racist, which I think is unfortunate that we have to go down that road.
All right, so we'll continue as we, let's see, next in focus will be your comments, our social media comments. That's coming up here, 18 after the hour. So it's great business time for Caledron, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, our calling in calendar here. Will push us toward comments from social media. Jay Kirshner is the person in charge of that. So let's get to, the first thing has to do with the number five item on the countdown this week, the continuing fiasco around January 6th. So what are people saying about the investigation, Jay?
Well, Danielle Ivey wrote, there are American citizens sitting in jails being used as quote-unquote examples. Every single one needs to be released, compensated for the year of their life lost to this political theater, and a written apology from the Justice Department.
Yeah,
I would love that for all the innocent black people who are in jail, too. Mm-hmm. Me, too. Well, but actually, you know, I think she makes a really good point, because there are people who are having their entire lives tossed. And suicides are going up. I think we need
it's
to
not just January 6th either.
Job.
I have one of the ladies that works for me. Her son was accused of, and I put the pieces together. I'm not sure this is accurate, but anyway, he was accused by someone, a woman, of inappropriate sexual acts, whatever the hell that is. This kid has been in jail for 14 months. He's never seen a lawyer. He's never been actually arraigned. He's just been sitting in a jail cell in a county jail in New Hampshire. 14 months. How do you get away with that? How do you not have...
And who's
and my
not
question,
pushing back? Because that's not, your right to a speedy trial. So
no.
Well, your right to an attorney. I mean, that's,
exactly.
He's a public defender, even. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I feel like they need to be making more noise, because that's insane.
Well, I said that, too. But... Okay, what else are we getting? Number of people talking about the January 6th thing, still blaming Trump, yeah?
Yeah, both sides. So a number are saying this is Trump's fault. There are others that are pointing blame to Pelosi. Tim Palmer points out, nowadays both sides are more focused on destroying each other, whatever it takes, adding, yep. I'm disappointed and disgusted at what our political system has become.
Yeah, ditto, pal. Absolutely, I feel exactly the same way. Tired of listening to the back and forth. Doesn't fix a damn thing. All right, next, social media censorship. All right, this is what we were talking about before. What do we have here?
Sam Greer says they are taking away the First Amendment. Linda Schoenwald adds, what Facebook is doing is so un-American, all of the censorship. I partly blame the education system for over the past few decades not promoting the study of critical thinking and debating and looking at all sides of the topic. Mm-hmm. That's something that we've all been discussing a bunch. Daniel Myers says, I see it as being as anti-American as one could be.
Well, the people who talk about First Amendment don't understand these are private companies, but still.
First Amendment only involves the government. The government can't squash your free speech, but a company can.
It's right, like everybody Biden's, who calls HIPAA violations when it's not right. involving a doctor.
Exactly.
Number two is on the countdown list is the State of the Union message. What are people saying about that, Jay?
A lot of people are questioning whatever Nancy Pelosi's knuckle slide clap was. I think everybody noticed that.
That was the weirdest thing. It was so bizarre.
I rewound and watched it, I think, five times.
It's weird.
Jeffrey Talton says, I can't stand the constant time-consuming partisan applause of these things. Larry Fuss is telling businesses to lower costs when the cost of labor is one of the biggest expenses most any business faces is absurd.
All right. And Ellen says she watched the first couple of minutes and that was it. That's how I kind of felt about it. All right, good. Thank you for your comments. Help yourself to all of our social media assets. And the countdown lists, by the way, are always posted at djvshow.com and talkers.com. 28 past the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pain at the pump rages on. Friday, the price for U.S. crude oil hit a 14-year high at just over $115 a barrel. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso blames it on the Biden administration's energy goals.
We have enough oil and gas in the ground here in America to provide for all of our own needs as well as to help our allies. But the Biden administration policy from day number one, killing the Keystone XL pipeline, blocking oil and gas exploration, has led to record high prices at the pump for Americans and has funded Vladimir Putin's war machine.
Winter storms are set to bring ice, snow, and strong winds to parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan this weekend. Some areas may see more than a quarter inch of ice and 1 to 3 inches of snow. USA Radio News. A February jobs report has the Biden administration smiling. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Folks are getting back to work in America. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Friday the total non-farm payroll employment rose by 678,000 in February, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%. Job growth was widespread, led by gains in leisure and hospitality, professional and business services, healthcare, and construction.
A judge is ordering FBI agents testifying in the trial of the men accused of wanting to kidnap Michigan's governor to use their real names. Prosecutors had urged the judge to allow them to use fake names in order to protect the agent's safety. The judge saying fairness demands the agents use their real identities during the trial. The trial is expected to begin March 8th and could last up to 5 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, continuing with our overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of February the 28th to the 4th of March. Here on the Countdown Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The addresses, if you'd like to send any of us conversational points, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn Radio, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. Help yourself to all of that. And the DJV input here comes from, this is sort of a tradition we established a couple of years ago, getting information from the hosts of the DJV weekday program and putting them together for everybody to hear, not just on the DJV program, but also around the country to other folks who are maybe not apprised or are not able to listen to the DJV program for whatever the reason. I would give you a little plug. If you'd like to listen to the program anytime, you can get it any day, anytime. The full program airs every day, all day, at djvshowdown.com. We also have our daily download, which is a podcast of discussions. For example, this past week we talked about Stevie Nicks and her focus on Putin, the million rounds of ammunition donated to Ukraine, the drunk pilot removed from a JetBlue flight, and the Wheel of Fortune's dumbest 2 minutes. This is the kind of things that we talk about. So you can catch up with us if you'd like. DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I think we need to spend as much time here as we can in this part of the broadcast thinking about and talking about Russia. I noticed that there were some comments, Jay, on social media about banning Russian athletes. And what people, it seems to me, I mean, it's looking at what we think is practical, and then I see that some of the Russian hockey players have been harassed, and they have death threats that are being sent to some of these Russian-born NHL players. So what are some of our listeners saying about this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. Celia Weller says, I do not know why the citizens of a country should be punished for the decisions and actions of the politicians. Should employees be held accountable, punished for actions of the board of directors? Jan Rose says, why should innocent athletes be punished for something they have no control over? Not every Russian is a Putin sympathizer. Jerry Roeder, on the other side, says, everyone, athletes included, must sacrifice and pay for the price of for world freedom. Our future, as we know it, depends on it.
Hmm. Well, interesting. Pretty interesting points. I'd be also curious as to people, you know, we're very critical here on this program of China and the way they do business. What sort of American businesses, other than oil companies, are doing business in Russia? There are people from American companies selling cars
there, for example. I think what people don't realize, and really the biggest difference between China and Russia, is that Western culture is very much a part of Russian culture now. And so, like, the story about IKEA laying off 15,000 Russian workers, IKEA was over there. H&M did the same thing. They shut down Russian operations. So I think that there's a lot more Western businesses there than I think most of us realize. And a lot of them have been getting out.
Yeah, I think we think of Russia still in, like, the 80s, you know? Like, there's that sort of 80s image that I think people have, and no one realizes that, because we don't really see much, and a lot of it is very controlled by Putin. Messaging is everything to him. He's, you know, we talk about China being, you know, tight with, you know, restrictions. At least people in China have the internet. I mean, Putin is now, he is so controlling with what Russian citizens can see from
the
outside world.
How can one person
well,
and he's declaring have this much martial control?
Yeah. Well, because he is, that's their form of government.
Right.
And that's why I think it makes me so nuts to try to save ours.
But he was elected president, Jennifer. He was,
right.
It was a Democratic election.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But if you
want
to know who's actually made the biggest moves, there's a quick list of some of the companies that we know here that have been suspending operation in Russia. Boeing suspended operation. Shell is getting ready to cut ties with the Russian gas company Gazprom. And will end its financing of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Shell had $1 billion of gasoline in Nord Stream 2. Exxon said that it's going to exit Russia oil and gas operations. That's $4 billion worth, and they're going to be looking for a new investment. GM, which sells about 3,000 cars a year in Russia, some GMs running around there, they're going to stop exporting vehicles. Ford stopped operations. BMW stopped shipments and will stop production in Russia. VW Volkswagen paused delivery of Audis in Russia so it can adjust car prices to decline to take into consideration the value of the ruble. Harley Davidson, imagine that. They suspended shipments to Russia. Adidas suspended its partnership. Nike, FedEx, UPS, Apple paused product sales with limited services.
Yeah,
Walt
it's
Disney, Dell.
Right. It's basically becoming impossible for Russian people to. It's going to become, in the very near future, impossible for them to buy any supplies to maintain their businesses. Restaurants will not be able to buy any restaurant supply stuff. I mean, it's just, it really is crippling the Russian people. And unfortunately, it's not really affecting Putin.
Well,
and
but somebody's
going
to get to him sooner or later. It's just a question of time. Especially with $1 million bounty on his head. It's just a
well, now he's going to close the borders because now I think it's over a million people now have already left Russia.
They're leaving.
And
he's also declaring martial law this weekend, which is it's
if he's
pretty
still
frightening.
Alive next week at this time, I'll be surprised.
Meanwhile, I won't be, unfortunately. But
no.
I think something else has to happen on a much grander scale than, you know, one assassin going in for $1 million, you know, hit job.
Right. All right. The Russians have, though, agreed. They said, look at us. We're going to open humanitarian corridors for those who are fleeing. So on one hand, they say we're going to close down our borders so people can't leave. And then they're going to somehow or other open up the border to Belarus so that people can go over there.
Well,
or
they want to
are
create,
they really?
Yeah, they want to create a humanitarian crisis so that the people of Ukraine say, look, we want to go back home, just surrender Zelensky, give Putin what he wants, and we'll go back to that way of life. I mean,
not gonna happen.
This is all manipulation by Putin. He just,
right.
That's what he wants.
And his motivation has also, I believe it has changed. I think originally he wanted to go in. He thought it was going to be an easy fight. He was going to take it over, and he wanted to leave their economy very much intact, because to take over something, you don't want to take over something that's
right,
broken down and dilapidated.
Right.
But now I think because there has been a fight, and because he is ticked off, and because he is ashamed that the Russian military didn't look very strong in the first few days of this conflict, that now people around him are saying that this is him wanting to destroy things. He had a call with Emmanuel Macron this week, and he said things are going according to plan, right? And that Emmanuel Macron believes that it's going to get much, much worse because he wants to now destroy it.
So what's Macron doing? What are the French doing?
I think Macron's on the phone with him all the time trying to talk him off the ledge, but he said it's, you know, he's admitted now that, you know, this is a very different Putin than a couple weeks ago. This is just a guy with totally different posture. As my mom says, you know, Putin, if you ever see him at a meeting, he sits kind of like a petulant teenager with his legs spread apart. He man spreads and he just sits there pouting, looking like, you know, don't tell me what to do. And now he looks very stressed out. He looks like a completely different person when you see him.
He should.
You know, he just, everything has changed. He is a singular mindset
maybe
now.
Instead of getting shot, maybe he'll have a heart attack if we're all lucky. Meanwhile, the brutal bombardments in Ukraine, and wondering out loud, am I? I'm talking about Yoda. How dangerous actually was that plant, the nuclear plant that was struck?
Thank God they got the fire put out.
Well, it wasn't a direct hit.
Yeah, it's under Russian occupation now, and they basically say, according to the latest updates that I've seen, that people are operating the power plant at gunpoint. So the Russians are there forcing the Ukrainians to keep the power plant going.
But is more dangerous about this than we're letting on is that, look, there's a lot of propaganda going on from Russia and from Ukraine because they're trying to impact how the world is seeing all this, right? It becomes a messaging war. And I think Zelensky coming out and talking about this getting into the wrong hands, he's right. Obviously, you have to be able to trust Vladimir Putin. And if there's a problem, 10 times the scope of Chernobyl. But I think a lot of that also is fear-mongering from Zelensky, who wants people to come in and help him. And rightly so. He deserves it. But I think he's pushing that narrative about the disaster. I don't think that Vladimir Putin is trying to break apart this facility. What he wants to do is shut off the heat. And that is what I think is the real dangerous thing, is that this is a nuclear facility that controls power to a lot of people, millions of people in Ukraine. It is really cold in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
It is very snowy. And I would be more concerned, more than nuclear fallout, and I know what people are freaked out, and I get it, but I think more than him trying to destroy, you know, that and create a disaster that wouldn't be good for anybody, he's going to try to freeze people to death, and that should be pretty disturbing.
All right, the no-fly zone, and why it is that we haven't created, again, back to bad leadership in NATO, bad leadership in the United States. There ought to be a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Why isn't there?
Because that's the same question that everybody's asking. It's because that means that's an engagement, and that's direct engagement with Russia, and then that's a world war.
Nah,
and no one wants that. That's why NATO is not doing it.
Well,
that's
the Russians are not capable of having a world war. They can't even do this right.
Okay, but, well, most people are concerned that China jumps in. And so right now, you know, what's going on behind the scenes very quietly is that one of our biggest threats for a long time, and continues, I think, still to be, the government of Iran. The Biden administration is trying to get back into a deal with Iran. After we finally pulled ourselves away from being dependent on their oil, we're literally days away from going back into an Iranian agreement. It is stupid. It is short-sighted.
Why? We
I don't
just
know
buy
what
from
in
the
heck the these people are thinking.
Saudis, yeah, come on.
But here's the thing. Iran, China, and Russia have engaged, and you'd put in North Korea, they have a little bit less power, but this is the new axis of evil. And so I understand people don't want to put our air force into a no-fly zone. I'm for it because I just think enough's enough, and Vladimir Putin is already engaged, and he is already in a world war, and the rest of the country just hasn't met him yet. But people are worried that they're going to...
I'm in favor of stopping it now as soon as we can.
Yeah, if they're going to engage
Putin... What's the end game?
They're going to have to go to war with President Xi, and nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. All right. Biden has offered some protected status to people in our country who are Ukrainians. So we are bringing some of the Ukrainians who are fleeing the country over here. to give them temporary
the
protection status?
The state of New
status?
York has said that they are going to do that, but I'm not sure how many. The reason New York is because that's the largest population of Ukrainians living in America is in the state of New York. So that they have opened up their borders for that. I'm not sure. I think what the temporary protected status does is that it shields people from being deported for 18 months. And Europe is doing the same thing right now. Like in Poland, they're offering work visas for up to 3 years because they don't know how long this is going to last. So this is also a work visa. So these people who are here aren't just, you know, sitting around. They can actually mm-hmm. work.
Right.
They can legally work.
All right. Well, it's interesting to see how that is all shaking out. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi says we should stop oil imports. So does everybody else who's got any brains. So why are we still buying oil from the Russians? Another bad leadership decision.
Well, because no one wants $10
Biden.
Gasoline. That's the
well,
reason.
You know what? You got to. If you either
drill
put up
baby
or
drill.
Shut up. Yeah.
Yep, and drill it yeah. home, and you got it.
Let's come on. Let's get real here. That's we got to. We don't want to inconvenience anybody. You know what? Screw that. Go get the Russians, and so we'll pay for it now and be happy about it later.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and charts for the week of February the 28th to the 4th of March. Getting into the stories, as you can imagine, no surprise what's on top of the list. What's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 2, the State of the Union Address. Number 3, our economy. That's related to number 1 for sure. COVID-19 is number 4. That's also related to the economy. The investigation and the politics of January 6th. Who's going to jail, etc. Number 5, crime and violence, the gun control issue. It's kind of a catch-all. Number 6. And number 7, race relations, that sort of thing. Nobody's really talking about any of these in reality. I mean, these are the minor end of things because we have a 10-item list, but nobody's talking about any of this stuff. It's all about number 1, 2, and 3. Social media, that is something that people are talking about with regard to Russia. Number 9. And the baseball dispute, yeah, that is something that people are talking about, Major League Baseball. Okay, that's the story list. 48 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Top Radio Countdown.
on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here, that's my name. Let's go through the name of the people who are on this list associated with the stories from Talkers. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rob Manfred. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 8, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Number 7, John Eastman. Number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5 is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lauren Boebert is number 4. At number 3, Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. Putin is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the list. We have the list compiled after the work that's done by Talkers, the folks that listen to all the talk radio programs, talk to the hosts to find out who are on the people list and on the story list here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top 5 items from the world of technology. Counting down from number 5 to number 1 is Victoria Keeling. Here with me, Doug Steffen. At number 5, if you're a Paramount Plus person,
I think I
or not.
That
originally. Yeah, or not. Here's something good for you. What's the story?
Yeah, it's a rare discount. Paramount Plus is celebrating its first birthday by offering an 80% discount to new and returning customers. So now through March 7th, eligible customers use the code BIRTHDAY. They receive 3 months of the Essential plan for only $1 a month instead of 5. And if you want the premium, you can get 3 months of premium without ads, and that's $2 a month instead of 10. So both plans offer access to thousands of episodes and films from the Paramount library. They also own CBS, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV. They've got new originals like Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Picard. That's coming back for season 2. That's pretty highly acclaimed. And so Paramount Plus also has the live streaming of the World Cup qualifying matches between the first one coming up, U.S. and Mexico, on March 24th, and that will be the men's national soccer teams. So Paramount Plus is also the home of Yellowstone, in case I know everybody loves Yellowstone. If you were thinking about jumping on board, this is definitely the time to do it. Lock in 3 months for a really cheap price.
Number 4 on the list of the top 5 items this week from the world of technology is focus on Fitbit.
Yeah, if you have a Fitbit, make sure you double check with this. This is a Consumer Product Safety Commission report. Make sure you double check which model you have, because they've recalled over a million Fitbit watches because they have the batteries have overheated and some people have suffered some burn injuries. Some were second and third degree burns, and so the watches were recalled in several different color combinations, including the one that was co-branded with Adidas. So if you have that one, it's definitely on the list. They were sold at Kohl's and Target and other stores nationwide, as well as Amazon.com and Fitbit.com between 2017 and 2021. So if you have a Fitbit from that time, definitely go on the site and make sure that yours is not affected. And if it is, you'll have to send it back and they'll give you a new one.
Number three, the investigation into TikTok.
A bipartisan group of attorneys general this week launched an investigation into whether TikTok is harming children and teens' mental health. Massachusetts, California, Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont are all banding together, saying that they want to investigate if TikTok is if their usage is harmful to young adults and if TikTok is actually aware of the harm. And so, because we know that the Facebook, this all kind of stems from the Facebook whistleblower who basically said that Facebook was very well aware that what the harm that Instagram was inflicting on the mental health of young kids, and so TikTok is up next. Regulators are clearly are showing interest in this now. There's passing legislation to stem the influence of tech platforms on kids and teens. Questions about misinformation on TikTok is on the rise as well. And again, we did a story a couple weeks ago where a lot of hard news is now actually being delivered to young people on TikTok. CBS News, CNN, there are a lot of major outlets that have a presence on TikTok, and hard news is actually being delivered there. So there's some concern about with the Ukraine and Russian, you know, with the Russian invasion, if there's, you know, misinformation going on. But I think a lot of parents have been concerned about this. Certainly lawmakers have had this on their mind for a while now. And so, like I said, they've already gone after Facebook and Instagram, so TikTok would be the next one.
All right, number two, Twitter, all a tweet.
Yep, so obviously Ukraine and Russia have dominated a lot of the headlines this week, including in the tech world. Twitter on Monday of this week said that they are going to be labeling all tweets that contain content from Russia state-affiliated media websites. So since the Russian invasion began, Twitter says more than 45,000 tweets per day have come from individuals on Twitter sharing links from Russian state-affiliated media sites. So they're trying to eliminate that, as well as designate, like with political misinformation or with COVID misinformation, they're going to put a banner up there so you'll be able to see that this is something that Twitter has flagged as misinformation. They're also, you know, there's been a big push from a lot of different tech companies, different angles of trying to squeeze out Russia, which we know, you know, with hacking and Russian bots, they are famous for misinformation, including what's happening right now in Russia and in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The stories that Putin is spinning are just wild and inaccurate and just complete fiction.
Number one sort of addresses that as well.
Yep. So this is with Google now. This is Google's blocking Russian state media channels from selling ads about the invasion, because of the invasion in Ukraine. And so YouTube, and which is owned by Google, they are now forcing everybody, all these ads are no longer going to be accepted, so they can't buy influence, which I think is a really important thing, too.
Yep, that it is. All right, thanks for the overview. Victoria Keeler with Doug Steffen, the top five items from tech this week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.